Parshas Mikra, it's after Yosef was placed at the Chalemos. So he tells Pari, V'ata Yori Pari, Yishnova Mechochim Yeshit Seu Al Eretz Mitzrayim. He asked the Pari, V'afkir P'kidim Al Eretz, V'chim Yishat Eretz Mitzrayim, V'shev Shnei Asava. And he continues, and he tells, V'kutu Tzkol Oricho, V'yoricho Tzikot Al Eretz, V'shev Shnei Arof, V'ita Vadov V'nei Pari, V'nei Kal Vadov. And we know what happened next. He chooses Yosef as the Ish Chochem V'novin. So just interestingly, the Rishonim already murder, the Ramban is murder. He says they made Yosef a yoyetz for Pari. What's up is that Yosef was asked to be part of the Chalim to interpret the dream, and that's what he did. Afterwards, he starts giving etzes to Pari. Who made him the Pari's advisor? So I saw in Mayan Shavua, he says, he quotes from Ezra Atiyah, he says, it depends how you lay in the pasuk. His va'ato is a pashto. He says, really, it's like a little bit of a stop. He says, va'ato was really, and then he continues, yori pari. Va'ato was really pari speaking. He was finished the chalim. Alishon es hachalim apar pamoim, kinochan adovim elikim, umar elikim lasayse. That's the end of the pisar and the chalim. Then pari asked, va'ato, so what should we do now? He says, yes, if yori pari, yishonov v'chalchon. Interesting chat. The Ramban says differently. The Ramban says, and this is how many of the Mepharshim go, the Ramban says that it was a chilek of the Chalim, of the Pisan of the Chalim. It wasn't something new. He says, from the fact that the Parim, the Sheva Paris Briyas came out, and then the Sheva Paris Achiris Oles Achariyan Dalas Varayas Toyar, but the Chalno HaParis Harakis Varayas, the Sheva HaParis Arishan as a Briyas. It doesn't say that they got rid of the first ones. It's not like that they gored them, they pushed them into the water, it says that they ate them. It's mashma that the seven years of Rav, you're going to be eating the 7 years of Seva. During the 7 years of the Rav, you're going to be eating the 7 years of Seva. That's why the Paris, Dakis Basar, ate the ones that were Briyas. So Yosef understood. Vice versa, you're supposed to do something that will enable you to have food, the Shemin Shnei, Shevashonim of Rav. He brought down another pshat there. He says, the Marash Primoy. He brings down another pshat. It's interesting. He says that Yosef really, the whole thing was really one dream, wasn't two dreams. Paroi dreamt in between that he woke up and that he went back to sleep. But that was all a chelik of the dream. It wasn't two dreams. And Ramela says, Yosef Atzadik, if you dreamt that you woke up, that's Kinir HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to tell you that you should wake up and do something about it. You're supposed to be Mizurr. Doesn't mean wake up. We're using it as a borrowed term, but you should be Mizurr after that this happens, that you should be doing something. Ramela told him. It's just interesting. I'll derech hapshat one more on over here. They ask also, the Ramban, the same Ramban actually discusses this, and he says, Vata Yori Pari Ish Novin V'Chochem Ishiseu Al Eretz Mitzrayim. He says, you've defined the Ish Novin V'Chochem. The Ramban is busy. Why does it have to be a Novin V'Chochem? Why is it important? That's really the question. Why do you need a Novin V'Chochem? It doesn't take a brain surgeon. You don't need really to be able to figure out that if you're going to have plenty, years of plenty, and then you're going to have a famine afterwards, save in the plenty for the years of the famine. You don't need a Ish Novin V'Chochem. So I saw Rebbe Eliyahu Lapian, he says that it's really not that way. You do need a Chochem. He says, why is that? Because very often when a person is in a matzav of plenty, is in a matzav of sova, he has whatever he needs, then it's very hard to see to the future, to save for the future. Because right now what he has what he needs. He doesn't think about the future. And Mamela, the standard person, you need a Chochem who's Reyes and Eilet to be able to live in the present and have everything that you need and still daven, or whatever it is that you need to do, save for the future. That's what you need in Novim V'Chochem. And he says that's Be'etzem our avoid in this world. So that's our avoid in this world, is that right now we have the ability to do mitzvahs, they're rolling all over the floor. There's diamonds on the floor. We have a tremendous amount of ability to do mitzvahs. Anytime you say any pasuk, anytime you say any word of Torah, anytime you smile at somebody, there's an infinite amount of ability to do mitzvahs here in this world. And we have to remember that this ability is limited, and we're going to come to a certain time that we're not going to have that ability. That was the story with the Goyin. The Goyin, right before his nifter, he was crying, and they asked him why he's crying. So he says, what do you need tzitzis? He says, tzitzis, you can buy here for a few shekels, for a few kopecks, whatever it is, you buy tzitzis, and you have a mitzvah d'arayis, so that you're mekayim. He says, you can't get that in the next world. That's only in the Olam HaMaisa. That's in the Olam HaAsiyah. That's not in the next world. He says, that we're going to be missing. Kein chokhma vein tmuno. The Olam HaMa'is is limited to the time that we have now. If a person would live with that Akara, that right now is the time that I could acquire for myself Olam HaBa. Now is the time that I have the ability to be Mitzagel Mitzvahs for myself. Then a person will take an opportunity, and any mitzvah that he does, will take the opportunity. And it's not just the mitzvah that he does, it's how you do the mitzvah as well. The Rishonim say that if a person does a mitzvah with simcha, it's 100 times more than a mitzvah without simcha. To be able to smile, we just saw, for everyone that's learning the limud of Hanukkah, somebody that says, Az Yashur b'simcha, Moichlana Yakov v'Nesuf. That means that two people say that Az Yashur, or the same person says Az Yashur. One day you say it with simcha, one day you say it without simcha. The difference is not night and day. The difference is Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The difference is Shemayim v'Aretz. It's Moichlana Yakov v'Nesuf. A person has an opportunity. It's worth it to even just try. Just try to do it with simcha. You're not sure if you can be able to, but you're hitting the lottery, possibly. And that's really all of since by Mizmul Asayde you're supposed to say Bashir, a lot of the Achranim when they bring it down and they say it means Bisimcha. Say Bisimcha. Any mitzvah that a person does Bisimcha. You have ability to do mitzvah, to do it with a smile, to do with somebody came to my door last night. They asked for tzedakah. Usually when I was an interesting type of person. And usually when a person comes to the door I just ask him, you want a drink? You want And I didn't. And as I was closing the door I was thinking, you know, really I should ask him for a drink. Does he want a drink? And I didn't. And if I would have, but a lot of times the very fact that the Gemara says that if you're a person that gives a pruta to an ani, so he gets five mitzvahs. He gives if he's medaber, he's mafayas to ani, he speaks to him and he encourages him. He gets 11 mitzvahs. The difference between the taking an interest in somebody and showing that it's not just, you know, I'll give you the few shekel, whatever it is, and then it's also you want something to drink, you need the bathroom, whatever it is. Who knows how long this guy's been going out? Who knows where he came from? Who knows if he drank anything in the last however many hours? But you can do the same mitzvah. You have the ability to do it with just a little bit more of a smile, of a smile. We have the opportunity. That was the say that he said. I just want to take it a short weiter. A short weiter, and that is that we all have opportunities in whatever stage of life that we're in. We have opportunity that probably won't come back later on. When a person first gets married, he's not busy with too many things. He doesn't have, especially if he's in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have his family here that they want him to come over for Shabbos every week, and they don't have, and his baruch, he doesn't have kids yet, and he doesn't have family that he has to take care of. Or even after a person has baruch Hashem, starts having a family, and he's still not as busy as if he'd be marrying off his kids, and he's not as busy if he'd be in America, if he's at that time. A person starts, every stage that a person has, when a person is older and he's busy with everything, v'chulu, he has his kreches with him that he's able to be mesamek, speaking to somebody, he's getting a little bit older, he's in, I don't know, 60s, 70s, I think it's his 70s, and he's telling that he doesn't have the same mechelis that he had. He's very much very into limudat Torah, and he still is, but he doesn't have that gishmak, that you know, that jump out of the seat for every little thing, for every... It's harder. Somebody's getting older. It's harder to have. Every person has, in the scenario that they have, they always have the yecholus, a certain aspect that they're not going to have later on very often. Very often they're not going to have later on. So to wait for later, to wait till I settle down, to wait till I move back to America, to wait till, fakir, it's now is the time. Now is the time. And I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to in the past from Bnei Chabur that if I only would have known, I would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael longer, I would have done this, I wouldn't have gone to V'chulu. Every person in their, you know, scenario, how many people have said they wouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael? That person just came back recently. I spoke to him a few months ago. He said, can I come back to Chabur? What do you think? He's living in America and he's ready in school, V'chulu. Maybe I can come back to Chabur. Maybe. But he was serious. That was the funny thing. It wasn't like just, you know, a joke and saying, you know, that when you have the opportunity, a person has the opportunity, now's the time to be mashkiya, that you have the yecholus, you don't have so much of a... When I speak to Bachram, sometimes I speak to the Bachram here, English Bachram, once in a while, that yisoid, I try to give over, and that yisoid is not just for Bachram, but when you're a Bachar and you're in Yeshiva Smir, everything is basically taken care of for you. Unless you're in your dira, you have to buy a few things, maybe. But basically everything's taken care of for you. Your food is here from you, and your rebbeim here from you, and your... The toilet paper is bought for you. Everything. There's nothing that you don't have to do. There's nothing that you have to do if you're in yeshiva. You're totally taken care of. What's going to be afterwards? Are you going to work? Are you going to learn? Are you going to do this thing and that? Right now, the value you're here. Chaprain. There's so much that you can do. Chaprain in learning. In getting a shaychus to somebody. There's 5,000, 6,000 people in the yeshiva smir. 4,000 avreichim. How many people, Anashim Gedolim, so many, even Avreichim, even older Avreichim, somebody that's so many people they could gain from, so many people they could chaperon. There's a lot of people here that are probably not going to be here next year or 2 years from now. They're already talking about going back. Ready? And even after you go back, there's still abilities before you get involved too much. Every stage that a person has, the chaperon, to be ish noven v'chocham, to realize that the situation that I have now lends me the ability to do something that I'm probably not going to have that scenario later on. And there's so much that can be accomplished, so much that a guy told me, a guy that used to be in the Chabur, he says he's going to school afterwards, he knows he's going to work. He doesn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael before he finishes Shas. Each person with their, he was miyuchad, and I think he did. But he would come here at 8 o'clock in the morning for first Seder, in Guman. So, but each person in the ability, whatever ability they have to do that, not everybody has the ability, but to just be makir that, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have things that you don't have when you're in America. You don't have the shibudim that you have when you're in America, and you don't have to drive to, you live in Lakewood, you drive to New York for every bar mitzvah, for every, it's a whole 5 hours, the ordeal, whatever you do. You're going maybe to a Manish school, you're going to Arnof, and the worst case, maybe it's 5 hours. You have abilities to be an Ish Chochem and Oven, to Chaperayin, Bemes to Chaperayin, and make the most of every opportunity that we have.